Listen, I mean, there's obviously something, I think, personally, that's my opinion, something really cool happening in the college football hierarchy, which is, and I think it's obviously tied to the pandemic. It's obviously tied to years of cell phone video of, you know, black men being treated a certain way. And listen, that's all a huge part of it, but it's also name, image, and likeness, and these athletes, and parents, frankly, these athletes now being faced with actual health risk and concern. Not that, you know, years of concussions is totally fine, but it's just that their voices are actually, they're learning they have way more power than they ever thought. And I think I think most college football fans are excited about it. Not all of them, but most college football fans are excited about it because, frankly, I think coaches are going to have to evolve on this. I mean, if you don't, like, I think you're going to have better fans if you let these personalities show. I've been going to SEC media days for, God, I don't know, like 20 years, and every single year I don't care at all what any of the coaches have to say. I don't care at all about, no disrespect, I love Greg Sankey, the commissioner, an incredibly smart guy, a guy I know. Bill Hancock, you know, all these people don't care about anything that they have to say. But you know who's interesting at SEC Media Days and all the other media days? Players. The players are interesting. They are amazing young people, and they have great, great voices and great stories. And if coaches actually let those things out, you would actually, I think, be better fans, and you'd have better relationship with your fans. And I think this is what we're seeing is the beginning of that part of this whole thing, right? It's all these other forces at work and play with name, image, and likeness coming, and if you don't get on board quickly, college football is going to leave you behind. Because I mean, I'd use it against you in recruiting. If you don't want my you know, players to get paid or them to have a voice, I mean, I'm going to use it against you in recruiting. That's all fair in love and recruiting.
It is good. I mean, I agree with everything that you said, and we're seeing that players are understanding that they have a voice now, which is a good step. But like, do they have power? That is the next step, because you know, you see Hubbard and what happens there, and he kind of gets shot down. You see players right. making statements, hey, I'm going to leave. But then, like, all these coaches fight these transfers and don't let them go where they want to go. And there is still this you know, power that these schools and the coaches have. So will players actually be able to find power?
I mean, that is – and let's assume everything is great and wonderful and moves forward and there is power. Let's say that – I mean, there still has to be responsibility with that power, right? I mean, it's not just, hey, here's a bunch of social media platforms, go ahead, say whatever the heck you want. Like, no, there's going to be kickback when you say something dumb or when you say something uneducated or when you're not informed or, you know, like, people are going to disagree. You have to understand that's the world that social media is. Like, people are always going to disagree with each other. And so I understand your point, and I get it. College football has been a fall in line or else sport for a long time. It is as big, it's probably its biggest flaw as a sport, and certainly not the case in the NBA, not the case in the NFL. There's far more collectively bargained power, for lack of a better phrase, but college football is not going to have that. So the question is going to be, you know, which particular player on which particular issue does it land the most, and maybe there's a breaking point there. But guys like Chuba Hubbard or Kylin Hill, and especially Kylin Hill in Mississippi State. I mean, you know, obviously Mississippi, with its history of racism and just sort of conflict, is obviously so apparent. And you've got a head coach who kind of has been making mistakes on social media, according to a lot of his players. Not according to me, according to a lot of his players. I disagree with him, too. But he's doing some silly, stupid stuff on social media. It's the same thing with Gundy and Dabo Swinney. When there's a track record of behavior, that's not, like, necessarily awful or atrocious. I don't think Dabo Swinney's a racist. I don't think, you know, Mike Gundy's a racist. But I just think they're completely tone-deaf and uneducated on what's going on. And the problem is with those guys, and maybe now with Coach Leach, there's just a track record of behavior there, right? The guys who are going to, again, just trying to keep it to football, the guys who are going to succeed in this are the guys who are going to flip it all around and use it as an advantage. And, you know, the PJ Flex of the world, who are, like, out in front from the get-go, when Scott Frost in Nebraska has already partnered with a media company to start marketing their players. Like, these guys are they are individual brands. They are worth money, and if you do not let them earn that, that's where it starts, right? And so once they have money, and once they have that kind of power, that's hopefully where the voice and the rest of it falls in line. And then again, the last chapter of that for me is, all right, now that you got this platform, make sure you use it responsibly.